Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence, Nathan Brown, Tony Squires with you. 26-12, the Eels over the Broncos last night. We're now joined by Mitchell Moses. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very well, thank you. It was a win you guys needed and some confidence in terms of getting across that try line. Maybe a little bit impatient early, but the tries came in the end.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to try to build pressure and probably put that on myself. I probably was pushing it a bit too much at the start of the game, but eased into the game, and then the points came. So we'll take some positives out of it, but definitely some things that we can work on.
You certainly wouldn't have copped any flack over throwing the ball over the top of Blake Ferguson's head, would you?
I seen Ben Teo on the bench. I think I was aiming for him. There was a run on the sideline, mate. That was a it's something that I wish I could take back, but I'll learn from it and fix it up.
Take us, Mitchell, with that incident in the game where there was the tip-on from Gutho, and it actually went out to Fergo for his second try of the night, but then it was called back. Did you have your head around what was going on with that?
I didn't know what was happening. I think Henry caught a knock-on, and I said, how is it a knock-on if it didn't hit the ground? And then the touchy was saying, check it, and then there was already a call or something like that, and so we challenged it, obviously, and Henry come up to me at the end of the game and said he stuffed up and he made the wrong call and he was sorry. So, mate, they make the wrong decisions sometimes, and you can't blame him in the heat of the moment. It's tough, but we were a bit filthy. I think Fergo was a bit more filthy as well. He's been struggling to get over the white line, so
he was robbed of another one. But Mitch, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's the tip off we kind of learnt last night. It's not classified as a pass. So they can look at it and judge on whether it's a knock-on or not, but whereas a forward pass can't be adjudicated. So it's a weird one. Did you know that a tip-on wasn't a pass?
I didn't know that at all. I thought it was classified as a pass. Well, if they went up as a forward pass, then we wouldn't have had a chance to challenge it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I don't know why they can't just overcall it and just say it was a try, really, because Fergo scored, so I'm not too sure.
Mitch, another decision that had some confused was Junior Paulo on report. Not sure if you've heard this morning, but he'll be free to play with the early guilty plea. Is it one of those things, it's unavoidable in your situation, that type of, I guess they're describing as the hip drop, really?
Yeah, 100%. I think if you're sitting on their ankles and things like that, I mean, it's you're going to get caught in these positions. I think trying to tackle a person like David Fafita, who's always wrestling and throwing people off him, and he's such a hard man to bring down. I think he's going to get caught in those positions, and they're saying it was like a duty of care thing. Like once we had him scream, we let go straight away. Like we kind of were, I guess you could say. But it's just one of those situations. It's going to be hard to nail those. I don't know how we got charged, to be honest.
Mitch, early in the year, mate, I thought you were probably in your career best form, and I thought you played with great patience and probably less big plays, really good kicking game and really built into games. Is that something you worked on with Joey Johns, or just something that naturally comes through experience?
Yeah, it was more just having chats with Joey, I guess, and Brad helped me a lot there and showed a bit of confidence in me that, that it was my team and that I could take control there and come up with those plays. And a little, like you said, I didn't have to come up with the big plays. It was just easing into the footy, and the big plays do come when you're easing into your game. So I kind of gone away from that, I think, the last few weeks. So something that I really want to bring back.
How's the feeling been? I mean, obviously the last few weeks, mate, you guys haven't been at your best. You're finding a way to win footy games, but how's the feeling around camp? Are you guys confident? Obviously, you know what it's like to be in a winning side and how that carries through to training and obviously your day-to-day life. How is it feeling out there at the moment?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty sweet. I think we fixed up a few things in our attack last night, and we were really playing for each other last night. I thought we were missing that the past couple of weeks, so it was good to get that back and, get over the white line a fair bit there last night. So we'll take some positives coming out of that game, I guess, and it'll be a big game for us this week, next week against the Tigers, Benji's last game, and Chris Lawrence's last game for the Tigers. So they'll be up and ready, and I think it's a good test for us heading to the finals.
Defensively against Penrith, pretty solid, even though they scored 20 points. It was a solid performance, and I think you take a fair bit out of that into last night's game. Attack was better last night. Now it's about putting it all together, yeah?
Exactly right. You know, I guess it's a bit of a process, and hopefully we can nail, you know, both sides of the footy in defence and attack this week, heading to the Tigers game. Like I said, it's going to be a massive game. They're going to be up for it, so it'll be a great test for us.
Hey, Mitch, I think initially we all thought Dylan Brown will be out for the rest of the season, but is it right he could be back for that second week of the finals? Is that where it's at this stage, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's where it's at. I think that'll be 6 weeks by then, so he's tracking really well, and he's doing everything he can to get out there as quick as he can. So, you know, the physios will do right by him and you know, not rush him, but if he's ready to play, he's ready to play.
You talked about the difficulty of tackling David Fifita. Well, today, yeah. Tyson Gamble's trying to remember what it's like to tackle Mike Asuva. Oh, how brutal was that?
Yeah, it was pretty big, big contact, I guess. And it was good to see Micah, you know, carrying the ball like that. We haven't seen him carrying the ball like that for a while, and it's good to, I guess it's kind of good to see him coming off the back fence like that. It's very upsetting for Tyson. Obviously, finally got his chance again to play, you know, first grade footy, and for that to happen is pretty heartbreaking for him, I guess. And but yeah, it's good to see Mike coming off the back fence like that.
Mitch Moses, congratulations on that win. Important leading into these finals. Thanks for having a chat with us, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.